Spotting pseudoscience can be key to staying correctly informed in today's world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joel Froelich, postdoctoral research scientist at the University of Tübingen, explains why.
Every day, it seems like we are hearing about a new conspiracy theory alleging that COVID doesn't exist, or that 9/11 was an inside job. But in the 1980s, a mathematician named Mostafa A. Abdelkader made even flat Earth conspiracy theories look tame. He adopted an idea proposed by a religious fanatic named Cyrus Reid Teed that the Earth is hollow, and we're living on the inside. What's more, he developed an entire system of alternative physics that would make this cosmology seem plausible. Imagine that sunlight travels in bent arcs rather than straight lines, so the sun never illuminates all continents at once, even though it shines inside the Earth. And while you can fly to the other side of the planet in a day, a journey to the stars inside Earth would take thousands of years, because the farther you go inside of the Earth, the slower and smaller you become. This alternative physics is consistent with many facts, so there's no experiment that can prove it wrong. And that's exactly the problem. Like many other conspiracy theories, it's not falsifiable. The philosopher Karl Popper suggested that theories which cannot be tested aren't scientific. Moreover, concave hollow Earth theory is needlessly complicated. There are much simpler models of reality that can explain the observable cosmos. And finally, to quote the late Christopher Hitchens, what can be asserted without evidence can also be dismissed without evidence. So the next time you're considering whether a strange new theory is reasonable, consider these criteria. Is it untestable? Is it needlessly complicated? Has it been introduced without any evidence? If an idea checks these boxes, there's no reason to take it seriously.
That was Joel Froelich of the University of Tübingen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.